obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our suitor.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke chapter 1, our scripture. Verse 26, I suppose. From God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. 29, and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. 30, and the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. Praise the name of the Lord. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. Underline the word highest. So he shall be called the Son of the Highest. Now, Mary, what I want you to produce... Now, today, I just want to continue the generative power of the Holy Ghost. Praise the name. I believe that yesterday we didn't finish. So, let's try and see where we can get to. Now, so he says, the Son of the Highest, that which God has decided to bring out of you is going to be called the Son of the Highest. Now, the word highest in there is, the English people call something superlative something something. So, this is highest. In other words, beyond that, there is no height. Are we together? You know, we have tall, taller, tallest. After tallest, where do you get to? Tallestest. So, when the Bible talks about highest in this scripture, when it talks about the highest, it means that I'm talking about that which, after that height, there's no height. Praise the name of the Lord. After that height, there is no height. So he says, the Son of the Highest. So underline the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Hallelujah. Now, you're going to produce the highest son, or the son of the son that belongs to the highest. In other words, you're going to produce that which belongs or which comes from the highest. And because you cannot do it, you will need the power of that highest to come upon you. Praise the name of the Lord. Come on, hallelujah now. And we got to know when the Bible talks about the Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee, it's actually like God's formula. Whenever God wants to produce something, when God wants to produce something from something, but that thing that he wants to produce that thing from does not have the ability to produce that which he wants to be produced, then God brings in a formula. And the formula is that God will send in his spirit to come upon that thing, and the upon of the spirit will generate enough ability for the thing to be produced. So let's take, for instance, Let me get a lady here. Gifty, come. So, let's say, if Gifty is pregnant and she's going to give birth, how many of you are expecting her to give birth to a car? So this is something that God is asking of Mary. That you are a human being, you are mortal, you are flesh. And there's been the law that flesh begat flesh. It can't change. It's an order God gave in Genesis. Let every living thing give rise to its kind. So the theory of evolution is flawed, okay? So a human being will give birth to a human being. But now God wants to give birth to something that is fully human and that is fully God. Fully human, fully spirit. Now, God comes to this girl. She can actually even have the ability to produce the human side. Granted, you give her a man. But God comes and says, you know, you're going to produce 100% man, 100% God. But even that side of man that can come from man, I don't want any man to come close to you. And how do you think, or how is it possible to think that a woman, not just a woman, but a virgin, somebody who has never had sex before, how is it possible for such a being to produce, to give, to conceive? It's not possible, right? It's absolutely not possible. So the request or the demand of God on Mary, even in the flesh, is not possible. So the fleshly demand is not possible. That is producing a natural baby, okay? Then also, the son of the highest, that is not possible. Because if you are the highest and you want to give birth to the highest, you will need another highest. Am I teaching here? So everything that God was demanding from Mary, Mary did not even have any capacity whatsoever to bring to bear. Okay? And God says that I have a formula. So when Mary asks, how shall this be? God says, I have a formula through Gabriel. He says, there is an old formula that is still active today. And that old formula is that anytime God makes a request and he knows that the request he has made from that individual does not have what it takes to produce that request, God helps the person by bringing his spirit upon that person. And when the spirit comes upon that person is able, the appointment of the spirit is able to generate enough power so that the request, the demand can be met. Sit down now. Thank you. In our lives, okay, are we here together? In our lives, we are always faced with one or two things are demanded from us that we don't even have what it takes to give. In our natural self, praise the name of the Lord. In our natural self. And you see, the lack of understanding God's formula is what causes people to compromise. I mean, bringing it to our natural world. Think about somebody who has the aspiration to becoming a medical doctor. And then the person is going to school. He or she is doing well a bit. And then you don't have any father. You don't have any mother. You don't have any friend. You don't have anybody. The richest person in your family owns a bicycle that has one of the tires spoiled for 6 years. So you look at where you come from. That vision that you have is absolutely impossible. Praise the name of the Lord. That some people, if they begin to tell you where they come from, you will ask, so how were you able to get here? Because where they come from and where they are, there is no route. You can't trace. Are we together in this place? So even naturally in life, there are certain limitations. Yes, you will to see you are. Want to ask mommy? You will to see you are. Now you will to amune mwe. You get what I'm talking about? Now somebody wants to get that high, and the person was not born on an anthill. The person is actually born into a valley. Before you even fight to get to the level ground, to even begin to think about rising up is a serious matter. So by that, you will see that many people who are born from this, man, I feel like the Holy Ghost is leading me right now. They end up compromising and destroying themselves. Why? Not because they are bad. Look at all the people you see, the people who are riding motor, no, I be muscle. Now, or the motor, no, boho, now will be 1,000 Ghana. 1,000 is too far. 300 only with an account. 1.5 only with your honor. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So you will find out that people who are born into, you know, people who are born into broke homes, born into the slums and all of that, the ghettos and stuff, their lifestyle is different. It's like they have nothing they live for. It's not because they are bad. You enter a place and you see a young girl who is 19 years, who has about 3 kids. And there are young girls. Oh no, now only offer be, and I won't need auntie be, and I won't need near be, ain't you know, or bear my be, but not the picanto be see, oh man, this is where we cry, no, who that name? No, ma call one a soko. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, and the life is totally destroyed. I know a girl in a village. She was the first person since the inception of the village to have had the best WASI results. From a village, she got aggregate 12. From a typical village, where there was no light. From the inception of the village, since the village came into being. And she completed, before I completed in 2012, she completed like in 27 or 2007 or 2008. From that time till now, nobody in the village has broken her record. 12. Yeah, 12. Even till now the light has come, still a village. You understand what I'm talking about? She had 12. And guess what? As we are talking right now, she is selling at the market. Not because she has a shop. She is selling with about 4 kids. This girl, at that time, there was no free education or whatever, but this girl got scholarship. Guess what? She said she wants to be a medical doctor. And the mother told her that, stop that ambition. Forget it. Some of you, it's your parents that they break your resolve. They make you feel like there's so much impossibilities around. Like it's even a taboo to want to think that you can be a pilot. They say you want to be a what? Pilot. There are a lot of people who go to training college and they don't go by their will. You will hear the parent who... yeah, you will hear the parent, they will say that, go to training college. Because at the end of the day, some monthly allowance will come. So majority of teachers in this country, they really don't want to be teachers, but they don't have anywhere going. If they decide, they will not teach. I'm serious. Say, I have the God formula. All right. I mean, it will pick right now. Don't worry. It will pick right now. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Sit down for 2 seconds. It's very important. That when we started this church, there was a girl in this church that they met, very beautiful girl. The girl is very, even at a young age, she's so beautiful. And the mother was pimping the girl to boy, to men. Not boys, to men. So that she'll be able to get something and bring money home. Come on, praise the name of the Lord. I remember one time I actually threw my hand at the person dodged at our junction. I was walking and I saw some people fighting. We were coming from a meeting. I think I was coming from a meeting with my brother from Assemblies of God. And these people were fighting. And so it was a very wild one. So we got down. He stopped the car at the junction. We stopped. What was the problem? And come and see this boy, or man, as it were, not like a boy man, beating the girl whilst the girl has a baby at the back. What is the matter? She's the wife. He wanted to have sex and the girl says, no, he's sick. It will put now mom up here. I'm telling you. So as he was saying, I got close. I threw my hand and the guy did like this. And then somebody held my hand. A very beautiful black African woman. So people compromise. People don't want to move forward. There are some people, the reason why they don't learn, it's not like they are lazy. They just don't want to trouble anybody with best grades. They don't want to get the grades and then there's nobody there to help. So that it will even depress their mind. It won't shankland with you. And there are some people too, they had aggregate 60-12. And the parents just press their car. Ooh. They just go straight to Legon. They go to the dean's office. And by the time they realize aggregate 60-12 is doing pharmacy or medicine. Obisusu Enya 7 A's, 1 B. They say you don't qualify. Yeah, I'm out biochemistry and biological science. Food science, rehabilitation, dendrology, schematology, semonology, P, Afro dancing course, theater art, and stuff like that. So there are people, and you know, and these people, it's not that they don't have potentials in them. They are scared to even think about greatness. Because you see, when they lift their eyes, so such people, they can't even dream big. You don't even have to dream. You know the people that say, when I sleep, I don't dream. They don't want to worry themselves. Yeah, I don't even dream to even dream big. Hallelujah. That some people is from their house to market, from houses back home to church. That is like a triangular movement. They don't travel. They don't travel. Yeah, they don't travel. They don't go anywhere. Who didn't go jinan crying? Obehu. Ojina honum sa no wai. Shouted, I am big.
I am big.
Yeah. Yeah, it's serious. So there are people who live daily compromising everything around them. Saying yes to people they are not supposed to marry. They get abused. Think about a girl who goes and dates a boy or a guy for 5 years, and the guy will beat her and she has to still be there. Because when she carries her things and leaves the place, she does not have anywhere to go. She doesn't have brothers like me. I can just drive and come and load all your things in my car and say, let's go. There are some people, there's no brother. So you have to be silent and suffer. They beat you, you have to be there. Think about it. There are people who are married and their partners are abusing them emotionally, psychologically, mentally, spiritually. And they are there. You can't talk. What you say? Me mayo. Because if he has one brother who is loaded, that can just carry all the children from that DA Primary Genesis International Koi School, and then bring that child to somewhere, she wouldn't hesitate. Maybe you are here under the sound of my voice. You have compromised. You just accepted some things just as they are, so that at the end of the day, you can have a place to stay. And you look 20 years from now, the thing you want to be in your mind and what you are seeing and the way, when you see the end, but you can't see the way. Praise the name of the Lord. Me see the girl's mother catch her and say, "Wonjai joye no." Now, doctor no wonjai. And man meditating wonjai. She's selling at the market with children. If you are here and you are told that you are going to be a millionaire, would you believe? You will laugh. You say, mille what? Mille what? So do you understand? You got something is buried in you. But your environment, the voice of greatness always keep hitting you in your spirit. But everything around your environment seems to be a contradiction. You can't move. You can't be this great. You see, sometimes you just become what you see. In the environment, all that you see is people who have stories of negativities. People who have stories of how it couldn't be possible. People with stories of how they tried and they failed and all of that. So at the end of the day, you don't even want to stretch. But there is a formula. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. There is a formula. There is a formula. So it's like the Holy Ghost gives you an advantage. Hallelujah. He gives you an advantage. He gives you an advantage. To those who have no uncles, to those who have no aunties, to those who have no brothers, to those who have no sisters, to those who have no mothers, to those who have no fathers, he will carry you through. Mayagadaba Shakabahaya. Sit down now, sit down now. Shout it, I don't compromise. I really want you to shout, like, say, in the name of Jesus. I don't compromise. I don't compromise. I don't compromise. You see, that kind of family that nobody attempts great thing. Nobody attempts great thing. My goodness. Nobody attempts great thing. Nobody has done something great. Nobody has broken a record. Come on, say, I break records. And I set new ones. Hallelujah. That kind kind of family, nothing great can be said about them. It's brothers who are into fraud. It's brothers who are kaya is. It's brothers who sell at the junction. And at the end of the day, they have some 1,005 be somewhere. It's sisters who move from one man to the other. And all of that, it is just that story. But oh, child of God, by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, you are not like them. 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 Come on, praise the Lord. Sit down. You're going to pray. Just sit down. Let me finish up with you. So that kind of environment, they tie you down. The environment tie you down. It pulls you down. If anybody had ever said a 16, 17-year-old girl can give birth to the savior of the world, Mary had every right to have laughed. But your environment will not define you. Where you come from will not define you. The name of your father will not define you. The name of your father will not define you. The name of your father will not define you. The name of your mother will not define you. The name of your family will not define you. The name of where you come from will not define you. In the name of Jesus, you are going to move by the power of the Holy Ghost. You will break through every obstacle. You will break through every limitation. In the name of Jesus, as the Holy Ghost keeps overshadowing you, He will give you that power to scale higher. He will give you that anointing to scale higher. In the name of Jesus, you will not compromise. 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 In the name of Jesus. Sit down for 2 seconds. So that's what I'm talking about. Where you don't even have anybody to look up to, you can easily compromise. Like what I taught you yesterday. That same formless earth was supposed to produce seed-bearing fruits. Seed-bearing fruits. Seed-bearing plants. So it was that same earth that is supposed to produce a tree that will produce many trees. But that particular land was covered with waters, was covered with darkness. You will not be limited by your experiences. I don't care what you have gone through. I don't care the name of your past. I don't care the mistakes that you have made. But I come to you that when the Holy Ghost begins to overshadow your experiences, your past will not have the power to grip your future. In the name of, you are free. You are free. I just heard in my spirit to tell somebody, you are free. 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 You are free in the name of Jesus. 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 And oh, in the name of Jesus, I don't care the spirit that has reigned over your family. I declare over your life, you are free in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life, you are free in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life, you are free in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life, you are free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shouted, I am free. I did not hear you. Shouted, I am free. I am free. I am free. I am free. Sit down for 2 seconds now. So like I say, every word suggests to you, all the evidence that you have suggests to you that change your mind. Lower the standard. Live your life for nothing. But brandy biara. So that the little that will come out of your struggle, you will it. But that you are hungry does not mean that you will turn stones to bread. No, Jesus knew exactly the kind of pressing that he was. That I don't eat stones as bread. I don't eat stones. Jesus says, I may be hungry. For 40 days, I have not eaten. I may be hungry and I may be in the wilderness. Hunger in the wilderness. But still, I will not eat stones. I'm going to go to where I have to go to. I'm going to do what I got to do. I will be where God has destined. I want somebody to look into the face of the devil and tell the devil, I will be where God wants me to be. I'm going to be what God wants me to be. In the name of Jesus, I will not turn stones to bread. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to be what God wants me to be. I'm going to be what God wants me to be. Come on, somebody, lift up your voice in the language of the Spirit and shout it and shout it and shout it and shout it and shout it. I declare over your life, you will not be like Esau. You will not compromise until you sell your birthright. Your birthright is yours. In the name of Jesus, you are going to do it with the Holy Ghost. You are going to do it with the Holy Ghost. You are going to do it with the Holy Ghost. You are going to sabalagadabaha, sabalagadabaha, sagalagadabaha, sagabataya, 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 by the Spirit, 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 by the Spirit. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I see me prophesying into your family. They will ask and you will say, it was done by the Spirit. It was by the Spirit. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit, but by the Spirit, but by the Spirit, but by the Spirit, but by the ayah, ayagadagadaga, ayagadagadagabata, ayagadalagadabasa, ayagadalabasaya, ayandalabahaya, ayagadabadabataya, ayrakosaya, ayrabasaha, ayakataba, and tell him, lift up your voice, balagadalagataya. You break the odds. 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 The limitation over the family will not be your limitation. You break it because the Holy Ghost is upon you. Because the Holy Ghost is upon you. It's by the Holy Ghost. It's by the Holy Ghost. It's by the Holy Ghost. Oh, Sakatabahaya. Kadala gadala bo sabahaya. Hallelujah. Shout it, I believe in the Holy Ghost. 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 Shout it, I believe in the Holy Ghost. Sit down for 2 seconds. Hallelujah. You cannot compromise like your father, because your father didn't have the Holy Ghost. You cannot compromise like your sisters, because your sisters did not have the Holy Ghost. You cannot compromise like your brother did, because your brother did not take his relationship with the Holy Ghost serious. You will not compromise. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Every higher rank, every higher rank, every higher rank, every higher volelo mo sabahaya. Dile kopaya parade, 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 parade. Parade, parade, basanda bababaya, ketalama yakuske, palano sapaya, eredo sabababaya, legede legeda bahaya, by the Holy Ghost, 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 by the Holy Ghost. Your story is different. Your story is different. Your story is different. Your story is different. You are not going to give up. You are not going to compromise. You are not going to settle for less. You will not. 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 It's by it. Hey, 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 hey. You will not. 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 Oh, Balagavahaya. Shandalagadabahaya. Oh, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. That's where the story changes. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. That's where the song is different. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. That's where your story changes. The Holy Ghost shall come. The Holy Ghost, he is the change factor. It is the Holy Ghost. It is not by those who left you. It is not by those who are with you. It is ayayayayayayayaya. May I not know a man. May I not know a man. Save the Spirit of the Lord. Save the Spirit of the Lord. Save the Spirit. Eya kosaya le barakataya erekabaya erabasata entalagadelebo sabahaya. They failed because they did not have the God formula. They ended up that way because they didn't have that formula. But you have a formula. You have a divine formula. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. I want you to pray in tongues like crazy. For 5 minutes, not stop. For 5 minutes, not stop. For 5 minutes, not stop. For 5 minutes. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. I do it with the Holy Ghost. I do it with the Holy Ghost. I do it with the Spirit of God. Ayabadabahaya. Labarataya. Eyagadalabasa. Eradobosa. Eyadalagadabaha. Lapaya. Lapaya. Lapaya.
Lapaya, Lapaya, Lapaya. Some of you, you are going to school by the Holy Ghost. Your fees will be paid by the Holy Ghost. Kabababa, 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 Eyadalabasa, Lapaya, 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 Lakapaya, Labara, 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 Sapababaya, Katalabaya, Kapalabaya, Eyatalaba, Eyakapaya, 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 Antalabata, 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 Ekapataya, 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 Eyapataya, Eyantalabata, Ekapaya, 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 Eyapataya, 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 Antabadaba, Antabadaba, Eyagadabadabata, Ekalabataya, Ekabalabaya, Ekabalabadabaya, Ayadadadabosa. Kadalalalalalalalabosa. Rakapala Masanda Lekataya Eyagadalabataya 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 Eyagatalabataya Entelebedaya Ekabadabadabaya Ekabadabadabadabaya Eyakatalabaya Eyantelebegada Eyagatalabataya Eyabadalabasanda Ekadaya 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 Kadaya, Eadia, 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 Ampaliata, 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 Limbaragadeata, Limbaragadeata, Eagadalabataya, Eagadalabataya, Ayandelebekataya, Eapalagadalabata, Eapalagadia Telebekabaya.
You are breaking up the shackles in your mind. You are breaking up the limitations in your mind. In the name of Jesus, the limitations that family culture taught you, the limitation that family culture taught you, it's breaking, it's breaking, it's breaking. You are moving into endless possibilities. You are moving into endless possibilities. You are moving into endless possibilities. In the name of Jesus, Kalaba Telegebala Gadabadabataya. Hallelujah. Sit down. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I hear in my spirit, the Holy Ghost is driving you out. The Holy Ghost is driving you out. The Holy Ghost is driving you out. He's taking you out of that mental shackles. The Holy Ghost is kataya. The Holy Ghost is pulling you out. He is pulling you out. He is pulling you out. And says, come, look at the stars. He says, come out, look at the stars. I want to fix your vision. Look at the stars. Look at the stars. And see if you can count them. Rekopalakataya.
Hey, do you believe it? Do you believe it? Man telegetea lekapaya kulabataya sandala gadelebelebe katabaya.
Sit down for 2 seconds. Listen. So this is what I want to tell you tonight. You will not have to limit yourself to where you are born. You will not need to limit yourself to where you stay. Because if you stay at a place, the place, the environment has a way of indoctrinating your thinking. Your family can have a way of indoctrinating your thinking to make you feel like all that you can be is all that you have ever seen. But nobody had ever heard a virgin giving birth to the Son of the Most High. So you are not going to be limited. You are not going to be limited. You are not going to be limited. If God has designed as part of your life on earth to climb academic ladder, I don't care your grace in WASI or in BEC, the Holy Ghost will make it work. The how, I don't know. But one thing I know, and one thing I am sure of, that he'll make it work. I don't care the family you come from. You may even be in such a group, and you have not traveled beyond the boundaries of such a group. The Lord, the Spirit, is snatching you out. He says, come out and look at the sky. I hear that calling. Come out and look at the sky. And look at the stars. And see if you'll be able to number them. God has something great for you. 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 So let's get into the scripture now. So I have looked at my background. I have looked at my family. I have looked at my community. I have looked at my experiences. I have looked at the disappointment of my past. I have looked at the mistakes that I have made in the past. I have put all of them together. And I can come to the conclusion that I can't. I can't. So how shall this be? When that which is demanded of my life, I cannot meet it. How shall these things be? I know it can be possible, but how? He says, listen. The Holy Ghost You see, when the Bible says the Holy Ghost shall come upon, it is not necessarily that Holy Ghost will leave heaven and say, hey, I'm coming. No. To come means to be made real. To come, it means to appear. It means that, for example, when we say, the sound came, it does not mean that the sound is not here. The sound is here, but the sound has come. It means to appear in a certain form. For action. So when the Bible says that, I have taught you in this church that when the Bible says that it shall come to pass that I'll pour my spirit upon, when we say upon, we are talking about manifestation. So when the angel told Mary, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, it means that the Holy Ghost shall concentrate a certain manifestation on your life. So maybe once upon a time, you used to have some one or two friendly encounters with the Holy Ghost. This time, Mary, I'm going to talk to you about from the time of conception to the time where the baby has to be born, there's going to be a manifestation over your life. It shall come upon you. May the whole home be genuine. The manifestation of the Spirit will be magnified on your life. Some of you, that's why there's all kinds of forces to get you to stop church. Some of you, you didn't used to go to church. Nobody worried you when you are home and you don't go to church. But the very moment you came close to a church where it's all about praying in tongues, it's all about the Holy Ghost, then all hell break loose. But listen, I will concentrate the manifestation of the, and it's not a wonder that right after that announcement, Mary goes and encounters Elizabeth, and boom, Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Ghost. And then boom, the baby in Elizabeth's womb begins to leap. For that 6 months, Mary had been seeing Elizabeth and nothing happened. But the moment the angel gave the word, that means from today, as you are hearing the word, oh my God, as you are hearing the word, the Holy Ghost has been made strong over your life. So Mary, you got to be careful where you go, because everywhere you go, somebody will come with a testimony. Somebody will be filled with the Holy Ghost. So that normal Mary that could go and greet Elizabeth and maybe they will talk. Right now, when Mary gets close to you, any divine conception that is in you, boom, it will start shooting up. The Spirit of God is upon you. The Spirit of God is upon you. I don't know who I'm talking to, but the Spirit of God is upon you. 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 The Spirit of God. 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 Hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost is the first revelation in the process of divine production. When God's word comes upon your life, that God wants to do something, God begins by concentrating the Holy Ghost on that person. So that he says, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, go back. He says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And the power of the Most High, of the Highest, shall overshadow you. Now, the word power is the Greek word dunamis. And dunamis, you know, how many of us know that olden bicycles that have this dynamo something something? So when it's in the evening and you want to ride the bike, you will put the wheeling cap close to the tire. The more the tire is going, the more that particular thing generates electrical power, and it powers the light. And that is the word dunamis. It means a self-generating ability. So the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and the power, the ability of God, the power generating ability, or the ability generating power, the power that generates ability, it will overshadow, it will keep impacting you with life and energy. So hold on. You don't have what it takes. You can't do it. But then when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, the power of the Most High will envelope you. And as the power of the Most High envelopes you, He will be infusing you with power to do. You say, God, I can't do it. He said, watch me. He says, God, I can't. He said, watch me. Ayaba lekaba, watch me. I'm on you. 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 Hey, abalagado sabahaya. Listen, I want us to practice something. Who is here that has never laid hands on anybody and the person fell down? You've never prayed for somebody for the person to fall down. Who? Who? Come. Get me a cloth. Get me cloth. Now, sweetheart, come. So come here. Now everybody watch this. This girl has never prayed for anyone for the person to fall before. So this girl does not have the ability. Okay? I am going to impart into this cloth. Are we together? And I will put it on this girl. And I will make this girl lay hands on two or three people. And they will not be able to stand on their feet. It's going to happen right now. And that will be the explanation of that scripture. So she does not have the ability. But there is going to be something upon her. And that power upon this will get into her. And the one that has never prayed for anyone to fall down, anyone that her hands touches, the person will not be able to stand on his feet. Pick it. Open it. Open it. Where is Nana? Nana is on the floor. Lina, come. Lina, come. 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 So envelope her together. Envelope her. Just envelope her with a cloth. You, hold it. Help her. No, help her. Envelope her. Just That's right. Father, I thank you. I put upon this cloth your ability. In the name of Jesus, as it has enveloped her, let the power transferred be in every part of her body as she begins to lay hands in the name of Jesus. Now cover her a little bit for just like 30 seconds or so. So as the cloth is on her, there are the generations of the power of God, and it's going into her. Just watch it. Just watch it. The anointing will come upon her so strongly. Just watch it. Just watch it. Katalabata. Shakatalagata. Reketelebekata. Palagadelegetea. Shakataya. Balagadabahaya. Now you can take it off. Bring it down. Now, the power of God is upon her. Come, man of God. You are going to touch the man of God. Like you are praying for her. Touch the man of God. It's a transfer. It's a transfer. Can you see that? Bring it here again. Just stand here. Come. Bring him. It's a transfer. Now put your finger like this into his tummy. It's a transfer. It's a transfer. It is a transfer. Dixon, come. It is a transfer. Come on, do the same thing. It is a transfer. 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 Now you can let it go now. Shouted power. Shouted power. Shouted power. Let me hear you. Shouted power. Shouted power. Shouted power. So when the angel said, listen to me now. The power of the highest shall envelop you. As the power of the highest covers you, he releases into you. Hey, Kobaya, I want to see as many of you as can. I want you to shout it. I'm enveloped. I have been overshadowed. I have been overshadowed. I have been overshadowed. I have been overshadowed. I've 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 been overshadowed. Hallelujah. Hold on now. So he says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the self
generating power of the highest. The introduction of the highest qualifies how powerful the power is. Because when it comes to the power of the highest, if he had just said the power of God, it would have been fine. But when he said the power of the highest, the angel wanted Mary to understand it is a particular kind of power that has the ability of God. The power with God's ability. The power with God's ability. The power so that which God will not be able to do, that power cannot do. Let's try and wrap up. Hold on. Hallelujah. Hold on. Auntie Mary, tumia ebe baosu no. Adie biara wo nyankopon tumie no. Etumie. Tumia ema onyankopon edemufua. Ewo atumi fufro nyina so no. Sao tumi kasia no. Enu ne babe katao so ayadana. So I'm asking the question, why should you compromise? I am an Amahaya. Why should you give up? Why should you entertain doubt? What? Hold on. What is the power of the highest? What is the power of the highest? Gabriel employs a Genesis word. So the power of the highest is not ambiguous. It's not something that cannot be understood. So he says, Mary, I want you to go to Genesis. Everything that God did is equal to the power of the highest. What is that thing that God did in Genesis? It is called creation. 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 So the power of the highest I'm talking about bringing something out of nothing. I'm talking about the fact that the thing is not there, but you will call it to come forth. Aya dobo shabahaya. It is called creation. Listen to me, church. I got to close. So, Rashid, I've not seen some before. That is where the power is needed. I have never seen some before. What you are talking about, I have never seen it done before. Bala. I mean creation. God did not follow anybody's order. God did not copy creation from anybody. God did not look out for who has done what before. But by the power that he is, he was able to bring it to bear. I prophesy over your life tonight that in the name of Jesus, what you have never seen in your family, you are bringing it. I prophesy over your family. What has never been, you will bring it. Because there is power. 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 Because there is. Hey, hey! There's something on your life. It's called the regenerative power of God. The regenerative power of God. It regenerates. It regenerates. It is a power that never finishes. It is a power. Help me here. It is a power that finishes. It is an undying power. It is an unfinishing power. It is that power that brings to bear what has never been. It is that power that brings to the fore what has never been. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. With the bowels of my spirit, I declare over your life, by the power of the Most High that is upon your life, when you get to a place where there is no way, you will create a way. 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 In the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will not waste your life. You will not be confused. It's step by step. 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 Your destiny is not in darkness. Your future is not in darkness. Step by step. 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 By the power of the highest, sicknesses are running away. They are running away. You will touch, and the sicknesses will no more be. In the name of Jesus. Heya, 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 heya. I give you 2 more minutes. Pray in tongues like you mean it. Don't be quiet. Pray in tongues. 2 minutes. Let's get out of here. 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 There is new hopes. There is new hopes. I don't know, maybe you gave up, but there is hope. You know the formula now. The self-generating ability of the power of God. Lama rege deleke bragado sabahaya. Bring Maggie to me. Bring Maggie. Bring Maggie to me. Come on, in the next 2 minutes. Come on, fire it. Fire it. Fire it. Fire Maggie. Fire it. Fire it. You are not for here. You are not for here. Maggie, you are not for here. Once again, I baptize you with greatness. I baptize you with greatness. You will do all that God has said over your life. A day, a day, a day, a day, a day, a day. A day, a day, a day, a day. The Holy Ghost has overshadowed you. And constantly, you have the ability. 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 Mashada Bahasa. Oh, glory to God. Shouted, I believe. I believe. I believe. No. We have the power of the highest. We don't go to a juju. No. We will make it by the Holy Ghost. Beyond what the spirit of Illuminati can produce, we will make it by the Holy Ghost. I'm talking to some real people here. I said, manana katala batula bahaya, belegedesko pala kafaya tala, eskopala tala bakule bahasai. We'll make it by the Holy Ghost. Brother, sister, cheer up. The game is not over. The game is not over. The game is not over. See the power that we have. If we go to a malam, they will ask for us to help them. There is a power at work in us. It is called divine power. 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 It is powerful. It is powerful than electrical current. It is powerful. Mary, come. Stand here. The Lord says, as you pray for you concerning your marriage, I don't know, but I pray. You are not married yet, but I pray for you. You will not miss it in marriage. You will not accept just anything. You will not miss it. You will not miss it. I just heard it clearly. Because one of your glories will be in marriage. So just wait on the Lord. Keep trusting the Lord. Keep trusting the Lord. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawom, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Kobaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.